America Weekend. Of all the things I've lived with on this planet.
Yes.
Is Roland Smith. You know, we've never told the story of Vietnam. Have we ever told the story on the air about how I met you in Vietnam?
I think we did in a previous station that we did this program.
I'm going to tell the story now because Chris has got his ears right on us, and so does Francis. I met Roland getting off a bus at a loading pad Charlie C, coming out of Tan Son Nhut Air Force Base in Vietnam, just before the Tet Offensive in early February of 1968. Roland was getting off the bus with a very large, portly gentleman behind him, and then behind that person was Walter Cronkite. It was an event. It really was. And I was there. I was what we used to call at that time a river urchin, a mud rat. I looked and smelt. Hadn't had a shower in 3 months.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I was in bad shape. It was five of us. And you got on the bus that was going to take me to what we call the Freedom Flight at Tan Son Nhut Air Force Base.
The Freedom Bird.
I needed to get on that plane. And I said to you, in so many words, they're going to shoot you in the foot if you don't get off the damn bus. So Walter comes in behind you, pushes everybody out. We had a chance to talk. The bus did its loop around to all the pads and finally came back to us 20 minutes later, which gave me about an hour to get to my bus. My plane, rather, which I was desperate for.
Were you heading home or to R&R?
This was home. We knew. We talked about this. We knew Tet was coming.
Yeah.
And we tried to let Mac Veen, but Mac, we paid no attention to us. They never did. What was I a spec for? Who cares? You know, we told them, they're building for something, fellas. Pay attention, and it's coming very, very, very soon. We kept telling them. Nobody listened. But we tried. We really did. And screamed and got... One of my guys got busted for it, okay? Because he went down there and just went cockily-doodle on him.
I don't recall you telling me to get the heck out of there at that time. I mean, I was there during Tet of 68, so...
It was more what we were trying to... We knew you... First of all, guys like... And we met a lot of... One of the things we had in Vietnam at the time, we had an awful lot of journalists in there. Oh, gosh.
It was so easy to get over
you
there.
You guys and gals were all over the place. Mostly guys at that time, but you were all over the place.
And you know what? We had total freedom.
Absolutely.
I was accredited throughout Vietnam, depending on what service I was with, whether it was the Marines, the Army,
correct,
the Air Force, or the Navy.
And
I was accredited with the rank
of captain.
Of a captain.
Absolutely. And we had to listen to you. And you said, take us around. We did. I did that many times. But the point is
well,
that
you had to work with the PIO officer. You
yes,
know,
and
that's the public information officer.
And we were ordered to. When the public information officer came on scene, we paid whatever we were doing. We stopped that and did whatever we have to do for the mm-hmm. journalist. That was fine. By the way, it was a break for us. Believe me, it was. We loved it. The point is that we can only tell you guys and gals so much. Because we were pretty much strapped by what we could say. I mean, really strapped by what we could say. But we knew that something was up. Our gut was telling us after my two tours of Vietnam, what the heck was going on? Something was not right. First of all, they had all disappeared. That was a bad sign. Viet Cong had disappeared. They were quiet for 2 weeks prior to Tet. And this was talked about many years later. They were absolutely silent. And we knew when they went silent, something was up. Okay, they disappeared. I mean, absolutely, from village to village, gone. Quiet, no activity at night, nothing. So we felt that, and we made this known, but how much can we, as I was a 20-year-old kid, and you guys, all of you were mostly older, polished professionals. We were in awe of your makeup and your professionalism, and we try to let you know as much as we could. Something's up here.
Well, but you were not allowed to speak policy, and we were told by the information officers that, you know, don't ask them about policy because they're not allowed to tell you about
it. We could wind up in the stockade as fast as we could blink.
Right.
And I know some of my young guys that did. They spent 30 days in the stockade, okay, because they opened their mouths. So we kept their mouths shut, but we try to let you know in our own way, be careful. Be very careful. Mm-hmm. Something is up here. And sure enough, I landed in the States 3 days later, and Tet broke out the following day.
Yes, indeed.
Because we felt it, and we didn't want to be there when it happened.
I was on board the aircraft carrier at that time because I'd left you to get on a flight, a SPAD flight, to to land on the Ticonderoga in the Gulf of Tonkin. And while I was there, was it February 1st, 2nd, the Tet Offensive
I think it was the 3rd. It broke out on the 3rd, if I'm not mistaken.
Whatever
I think it was the 3rd. I could be wrong, but you're right. You're in there right there in the early February.
And in so doing, I mean, I realized that at that point I needed to get back to Tonsonet, which is with the Saigon Air Base, to get a camera lens repaired. And it had broken when we were filming on the Ticonderoga. And it took me a while to convince various members of the Air Force and others to let us hop aboard.
Yes.
You know.
But you did it.
And those are some stories that I will tell you about as we go along in the Smith-San Albertino program through the years.
But you were able to do it. That was the difference. You were able to do that.
Yeah. Couldn't do that today. I mean, when you had the invasion in Iraq initially with the embedded journalists. Walter said to me at that one time, he says, this is wrong. It says, if give us censorship if you need to, but give us freedom.
Exactly.
So we can go where we want to and tell the story afterward if that's necessary. If we don't get it,
it's our risk.
No compromising the safety of the American forces.
Sure.
But you just got to, you've got to be judicious in your judgment and in what you say.
The embedded process strangles journalists.
I think so.
It always has.
Yeah.
And they did that in World War II and they stopped doing it. Patton would not tolerate it, by the way.
Well,
he didn't like journalists.
No, he didn't. Well, I'll tell you, after Vietnam, I was often taught the Marine Corps information officers and how to deal with the local media.
Mm-hmm.
They would bring them into New York City for 3 or 4 days, and they would invite, the Marine Corps would invite a few of us who have had some experience to talk to the information officers and how to deal with local media. I remember getting into an argument with a colonel who was there, who was questioning the journalist's integrity in Vietnam.
Oh, jeez.
And I was, we were having a discussion, and he got angrier and angrier. And finally he said, we've got plans. The next time we have a problem and you guys are covering us, we're going to make sure that you can't do to us what you did to us in Vietnam. And I said, well, what's that? And
tell the truth.
Two other guys came over to this colonel and said, shut him up, basically. But, it's that kind of thing. And then, when we went into, I forget what the next little incursion was, we did have embedment rather than freedom.
Because when you're embedded, you're trapped within that unit. You can't move out of that damn
unit.
That's it. And you're stuck where.
And you have no perspective.
No.
Covering a war, like any war, covering any conflict, is like a flashlight beam in the darkness. You see only what the camera lens is showing you in the front, if you're dealing with a camera.
Sure.
If you're writing words, it's different, and if you've got an audio thing, it's also different. But the camera lens is the flashlight beam in the darkness. And you can't see what's going on either side or behind you, which may be totally different than what you're seeing in front of you.
You have to be able to get out and report the events as they happen. And that's what they're not allowing you to do when you're embedded with a unit.
True.
Because you go where the unit goes, and the unit may be sidelined at any moment, okay, or moved over to a different region where there's no activity at all. And your job is to get to where the activity is. We got some time left. Go, please.
I want to close this with a poem that I'd written called Old Woman.
Go.
And it started, the idea of this particular poem started when I was watching some of the junk going on in the early part of the Kosovo war.
Okay.
I watched her cry, old woman she, standing where she should not be, in the rubble of what was home, memories crushed beneath the stone. Oh, justify, ye born of womb, the carnage and the massive tomb that war does bring to distant land, though nearer than some understand. See first her tears that have no streak, then watch and hear her silent shriek. that tells of bombs and guns and pain and soiled hopes with red blood stain. An aging face with wailed cries, wrinkled pallor of failed tries to be a mother keeping peace when the killing will not cease. Do not fear this harmless image. It's another civil scrimmage. Forget its pain and division. Channel change the television.
Very nice. Very nice, Roland. And we bring it to an end. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino, until next time.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-533-3091, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-533-3091. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-533-3091. That's 800-533-3091.